Shortly after Oglethorpe arrived with the first boatload of colonists, an epidemic broke out and killed 10% of the settlers, including their only doctor. When Dr. Nunez and the 40 other Jews landed, Oglethorpe desperately needed a physician. According to Oglethorpe, the Jewish doctor put a stop to the disease and no one died from it afterwards. He even refused to take any pay. Against the wishes of the trustees who wanted to ban Jews from settling in Georgia, Oglethorpe assigned 14 plots of land to this first wave of Jewish immigrants, possibly in appreciation of the medical help he had received. Savannah was the first place Jews were allowed to own real estate in colonial America. In a short time, they were contributing to the economy and culture in Savannah, thus dispelling the fears of the trustees. As you explore historic Savannah, you will see that the city was designed in a grid around beautiful squares. Houses were placed on the north and south sides of the squares. On the east and west sides of the square, trust lots were set aside for public buildings, such as schools, houses of worship, and assembly halls. Today, our synagogue stands on a trust lot.